The Refuge Church is now located at New Liberty, 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Sunday school starts at 10, Sunday worship at 10:45, Sunday evening Bible study at 6, prayer starts at 5, Wednesday Bible study is at 7, and Wednesday youth group is at 7. If you have any questions, you can contact Pastor Tammy at 580-729-0956. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with Something to Think About. When you are confronted with difficult situations, it's not the reply of the tongue that matters. It's the response of the heart. That is where the real you lives. If you use words to deal with life, they will only be as valuable as the words. If you put your heart into it, the value is multiplied. Always be ready to provide an answer, and if necessary, use words.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, catalog items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy and you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barber Dyson Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barber Dyson Ford, Elk City, only at BarberDysonFord.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
Sorry, guys. Okay. We're back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power, the most powerful hour of the day. Our guest is Rick Spain, and his title is It Is Time.
Yeah, we were just having a good time, and all of a sudden it's time to get back on the air, and here we were solving world problems on the local level, you know. And so I'm sorry if you're experiencing some issues. We ran out of time. Okay, enough. Yeah, okay. We'll try to help you out later. Anyway. Okay, so we're in the scripture, and what are we talking about? We're talking about a new identity. Christ gives us a new identity. And so that new identity, I want you to understand, is only new because it's something you haven't experienced. But in reality, it was in God's plan from the beginning of time. What separated you from that new identity was the sin that is inherent in us. Mm-hmm. You know, and so, and what we did is we built our life based on that sinful mindset. So when we become connected with Jesus, what he does is he applies his blood to our account, the forgiveness, the blood that cleanses all sin. And so then we receive his gift, so that we can come to an understanding of who God created us to be. And so now, what I'm doing this morning is I'm trying to get us to grow beyond that point. So I'm going to tell you, most Christians, they're happy with the Jesus made the sacrifice thought. You know, and so then, you know, then we can go on and do our own thing. You know, the scripture does tell us that we can do whatever we want. As believers, we can do whatever we want. But Paul said, I can do what I want, but if it's not profitable, I don't want to do it. And so we have so ingrained our minds into the way the world does things. Now, you know, some things the world may do a certain way. There's nothing that is created in all of existence that is not created unless God has his hand in it. And I'm coming in the back door on this thought. But, you know, we get caught up in doing it the way of the world. So I want you to be aware, where did this way of the world come from? Yep, Monica said the enemy. You know, I believe it's in Isaiah that God is talking about Lucifer, son of the morning. For you have said that I will build my throne above the heavens of God. I can't remember 5, 6, 7 I wills. I will, I will, I will. And so at the end of that it says, therefore, you've been cast out. You know, because there is no plan or purpose that can succeed against what God wants to do. None. Zero. Scripture tells us. And so this is what Lucifer tried to do. And so what he did, see, he had a legitimate plan and an idea. It wasn't just like he woke up one day and says, well, I'm going to take God's position. You think about it. A third of the angels went with him. You know, and so he had to have some kind of a persuasive plan. Have you ever thought about that? Yeah.
What he said must have been real convincing to be able to convince a third of God's angels.
It's just mind-blowing. So he had a great plan. And the basis of it is we find it right there in Isaiah 14. He said, I will, I will, I will, I will. It's where is the center? What is the center of that thought? Me. I will. So I want you to understand that what has come about in how this world has turned out, the basis of it is upon Lucifer's I will. And that's the key right there. That's where the battleground is. The battleground is in the I will. Either I will do what I want to do, or I will do what God has created me to do. And so if we don't step over the selfish part of I, we'll never find, that's what Paul's talking about. I die daily. It's no longer I that lives, but it's Christ that lives in me. I'm making a decision. You know what? I have a lot of desires in my heart. I'm talking for Paul. Have a lot of desires in my heart, but I want that to be refined through what God wants. Because in reality, when I follow God, I am finding who I really am. And who I really am, as Paul says, that is Christ in me. And so if we don't go from the sacrifice to the reason for the sacrifice, well, you will learn one day. It might not be until you get to heaven, but you're going to learn. This is training ground here, folks. It's just a breath. Yeah, it's just a breath. I mean, it's here and then gone tomorrow. The older you get, the more you realize that. You know, and But and so what are we learning? So what's the benefit of us learning here if we're going to learn it in heaven? I can't tell you. It's a secret. You find out when you get it out. You know that there will be crowns awarded. There will be position in heaven. And how we attain to that position is not after we get to heaven. It's in this little training period. And so why am I bringing all this in? When we come to understand who we really are, who God created us to be, we automatically begin to assume position. Automatically. You know, because, you know, I like what Solomon said in Ecclesiastes. He said that a live dog's better than a dead lion. You know, and if we think about that, so I don't care who it is positionally in this world. If they don't have Christ in their life, the brand new believer is much better than them. And so as we grow in this, you guys, we've got to grow in it, because it's not like God is wanting you to grow into this for his benefit. He's wanting you to grow into it for your benefit, because he's already written the end. This is the way it's going to happen. You want to be a part of it? Basically. You know, now it's not, I say that in a non-caring way. He does care. He cares about us. You know, but it's our decision. And so he goes on, he says, go out and make disciples of all nations. And then the next thing he says, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son of the Holy Spirit. Oh, this is where doctrine really, oh man, well, you know what, if you're not saved, you're not going to heaven, you know, and you got to be dunked under. If you don't suck in a little bit of water on baptism, then it's questionable whether you're going to go to heaven. So, you know, and then we got others. No, you know what? It's just a symbolization. Just sprinkle a little bit of water. Same thing. Well, let me give you my opinion. My opinion is it's not even talking about water. It's talking about baptism. Baptism, what that means is submersion, to be submerged. Okay, and so when he says, go out there and submerge them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Now, is it wrong to baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? I'm talking about water baptism. No, it's not. Is it wrong to say, well, you know what? When we look in Acts, it was all they baptized in the name of Jesus. And so we got to baptize in the name of Jesus. Don't get too caught up in it. 99% of what the church believes, we're in agreement with. What we do is we allow that 1% to separate all of us. That was never God's intention. Never God's intention. So, you know, should I say this, Lord? Should I say this? Yeah. I'm just going to say it. Not against you, Lord. Yeah. No. But I believe this. I don't agree with Mormon doctrine at all. I don't agree with Jehovah's Witness doctrine at all. I think they're off. Those are two that I want to point out. But I believe when we get to heaven, we're going to see some Mormons there. We're going to see some Jehovah's Witness. and the people that we thought were going to be there, will we see them? You know, it just reminds me of John Brown when he died and he went to heaven and he's looking around, he's seeing Sue over there and he's thinking, Sue made it? And then he looks over at here at Bob, and Bob, you know what, he'd go to the bar from time to time. How did he make it? You know, and he just went through several people that he knew and thought, I never would have thought. And, he's watching them, and they're all looking at him, just gazing, just looking at him. And he says, Jesus, I can't believe all these guys made it. But, you know, they're all looking. Why are they looking at me? Yeah, because they can't believe that you made it. Wow. You know, there is nothing that we can do, nothing that we can say that's going to impress God. No. It's all about being. That's what it is. It's about being. And so when we be, then you know what we do? We go out and when we be what God created us to be, then it's in our conversation. Paul said, let your conversation be seasoned with salt. Jesus said, if your salt loses its saltiness, it's no good for nothing. You know, and so he said, if you have a light, you don't cover it up. So when we connect ourselves with him, I'm talking Christ, then our life shines out. Automatically we have a light. Automatically we become the salt because our words. You know, it's not about being non-offensive. It's not about being offensive. It's just about being who God created you to be. That's the key. Because we are in the end time harvest. And there are going to be a lot of people come in. They are. They're already coming in. Look at the churches that are preaching the word, that are standing on what God has desired and designed. Look at those churches. What's happening? They're growing. The ones that are not, you know, they just want to make people happy and they want to get into the social agenda and well, you know what? God loves everybody. Yes, he does. But he doesn't approve of everybody. And so, you know, look at those churches. What's happening? They're dwindling. But I want to go back to the thought. It's not about what church you go to. It's about how much of that church is in you. And so what we've done is we have made Christianity the idea of going to church. In God's idea, it is be the church. You know, and it is time, folks. It's time. You know, and we think, well, I understand. I don't want to offend people. I don't want to step on people's toes in myself, but I understand that when I am following him, what he has to say, then it doesn't matter, because I can see beyond what I'm going to face right now. I can see beyond that. What's God's word do? God's word changes people. And we think, yeah, man, it's deliverance and people are set free and you know what, they become brand new people. But you know what, God's word does something else too. It hardens, it separates, it pushes people away. We don't get to choose which category our words are going to fit in. But I want you to understand, the same word that brings life will create death in others. That's not our responsibility, whether the life or the death is evident in that person. Our responsibility is to go out. Go out. Make disciples of all nations. Well, you might say, well, Rick, you know what? You're pretty good at talking, you know, in your little southern way. You know, pretty good at that. I'm not real good at talking. So, you know, I mean, that is way out of my comfort zone. Let me give you, add a little more peace to your life. God has not called you to be Rick Spain. God hadn't called you to be Billy Graham. He's called you to be who he created you to be. And how you reach your world is not by some manufactured idea or five-step program. It is in connecting with who God created you to be, because you see, he gave you special gifts that I don't have. And so the way you reach people, that's going to be real hard for me. I'm not equipped that way. He has given you gifts to go out, to make disciples, to baptize them, submerge them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So when we submerge, what we're doing is we are covering people with God. And that's what our words and our actions should do. We should be covering people with him. Not our opinions, not our ideas, not what the evangelistic leader says, but what God says. Not what the government says, not what the enemy says. What does God say? He's fully equipped you for every good work. Fully equipped. That's what you need to understand. So this is what I want you to do. This is the action, the practice. I want you to get alone. Get alone with God. Have a conversation with him. Ask him to show you, what is this gift that I have that I can expose to my world so that I can fulfill what you commissioned me to do? And then I want you to listen. Listen and go out and do. Just be who God created you to be. You know why? Because it's time. Jesus is coming back soon. Are we going to be the one that denies one person the opportunity to go when Jesus returns? I don't want that on my shoulders, and I know you don't either. It's time for us to wake up, to get out of our slumber, get out of our traditions and our comfort zones, and it's time to be who God created us to be. So, Father, we just love you and bless you today. Thank you, Lord God, for the word that's been spoke. I pray that you impress it upon our hearts and our minds, not to just be hearers, but to be doers, Lord God. I pray that you connect us with what you created us to be so that we can go out and do. Thank you, Lord, for it. We give you praise in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Hey, you brought a good word even without your Bible and notes.
That's Holy Spirit. That's the gift.
It's really cool how he does that in this room, too. He weaves everything together.
Yes.
It's all connected.
It is. It is. There's a conspiracy in here.
You have been tuned in to the Hour of Power, and I'm going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Tina Dobbs, my sister in Christ, Monica Lovell, and from our brother in Christ, Rick Spain. Y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.